Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Uh-huh. Up and at 'em, boys and girls. The Big Show is on the radio. All righty. Well, we all in here to kick things off. Good morning, Bidley.
Hi.
Mr. Pillars, how's everything with you? You all right there, buddy?
Hello.
Still fighting the bronchitis.
Fighting the bronchitis off a little bit. Man, I got a thing. Had a little coldness down there, huh? I think it makes my voice sexy.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I think. Maurice, Terrence Hanson, how you doing this morning,
Couldn't
buddy?
Be better, buddy. Thanks.
Good, good. Tater, you all right?
Hello.
Hello. Jackie, my baby. Jackie's getting ready with Tater. We're turning the girls loose this weekend with our no-collar comedy tour.
Thelma and Louise.
More like Shlemiel and Shlemazel.
Yeah.
Just wanted to end y'all driving your car off a cliff.
No.
All right.
I'm a very, very good driver.
Okay, so you are going to be driving.
No, I think Marty's driving.
Okay, so Marty's going to drive now. Oh, so Smarty Marty, the one-man party, is going as well.
That was the last I heard.
So it's Laverne and Shirley and Meryl Streep.
Oh, boy. So the boys on this show, of course, our no-collar comedy crew, Tim Wilson, Killer Bees, Greg Warren, and Vic Henley. We'll be with the boys this Friday, the Johnny Mercer Theater in Savannah, and then Saturday night, the Grand Opera House in Macon, Georgia. Mm. So,
wait to hang out with everybody.
Oh, you'll be safe.
Oh.
No. Yeah, Marty's going to take y'all down and watch you.
Mm.
Yeah,
like I said.
Well, I sense a story. Well, you see how long it takes Jackie to fire him.
Yeah, Jackie, you have firing. You had the firing deal going. What do you call it?
Powers.
You pass it on? Yeah. Firing powers for Marty. No problem. All right. Then hire him back so I can fire him again by the time we get to the Grove Park Inn. All right.
Nice.
All righty. By the way, the Grove Park Inn Comedy Classic, Friday and Saturday, March 11th and 12th, when the whole Big Show gang makes a scene. Friday night, Keith Alberstadt, Jimmy Schubert, and John Reap.
Mm-hmm.
Then on Saturday, by the way, that's March 11th, Saturday, March 12th, Tommy Jonigan, Reno Collier, and Elon Gold. All righty. Get your reservations info at groveparkinn.com. Reserve your tickets at 800-438-5800. All righty. Well, we got a lot going on here. It is Thursday, by the way, February 10th. Our video of the day, the world's most talented kazoo player.
Oh, boy.
This baby doll walks out on stage and
mayhem ensues.
She's using three kazoos at my latest count.
And if you haven't seen the video, Tater will be recreating it this weekend.
Check that out at thebigshow.com.
It has to be one big kazoo, I think.
Alrighty. Okay, well, let's see what we got. Our first prize package of the morning. It's a TNA Impact Wrestling prize package. It is Thursday. That means tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern on Spike TV. Total nonstop action with TNA Impact. Also, this prize package got an Outdoor Hands Skin Cream prize pack. Pharmacists formulated to heal cracked dry skin. Leave your cracks behind with Outdoor Hands Intense Skin Therapy Cream, available in most Tractor Supplies. All right. Well, let's look at three dates in history. This is where we'll get our three categories. You plan on playing. Listen up. Your legs up. For February 10th, on this date, 1940, the cartoon Tom and Jerry debuted. 1940.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Man, I love the old Tom and Jerry.
Yeah. Oh. All right, let's move up to 1945. Rum and Coca-Cola by the Andrews Sister was the number one song in the country.
My drink of choice.
Rum and Coca-Cola.
No, yes, the Andrews Sisters.
A Cuba Libre, that's called. You put a little lime in there. I drink solely for effect. Anything that tastes like liquor, I will drink.
I bet you and the Andrews Sisters have been wow. All right. Finally, it was on this date in 2002. A student with just 50 hours of flying lessons landed a 10-seat plane in the dark with no landing gear.
Ta-da!
The passenger turned emergency pilot was aboard the Cape Air flight from Martha's Vineyard, Vineyard to Hyannis. That was Massachusetts, of course. Mm-hmm. So the 24-year-old Melanie Oswalt took the controls after the pilot passed out.
Oh.
She could not contact ground staff over the radio, and her mobile phone was dead. So Ms. Oswalt did not know how to lower the plane's landing gear. but she still managed to land the plane safely on Provincetown Airport's 3,000-foot runway.
Wow. That's a pretty good trick.
Yeah.
She says she had never flown anything as complicated as the Cessna 402 and had never flown alone. When airport officials got to the plane, they found Melanie still staring intently at the controls. She asked us to show her how the landing gear was lowered in case she ever had to do that again.
Wow.
So she's looking at that plane.
Really?
Oh, man. Really?